AstraZeneca issued a statement following the Folha expose asserting that it has never used intermediaries to negotiate deals with the Brazilian government. AstraZeneca has repeatedly denied having a relationship with Devati Medical Supply. Terça Livre, a conservative Brazilian news outlet, noted that AstraZeneca itself had sent raw vaccine ingredients to Brazil before the alleged meeting between Dias and Omigati occurred, appearing to indicate that Devati's operations were independent of cooperation between the Bolsonaro government and AstraZeneca. Asked for clarification, Devati confirmed through a spokesperson that it was acting independently of AstraZeneca. Devati acted of its own free will in offering doses of AstraZeneca's sick vaccine, the spokesperson said. Devati Medical Supply clarifies that its representative in the country, Cristiano Alberto Carvalho, informed the company about the need for Brazil to acquire vaccines to combat COVID-19. Chinese coronavirus, the spokesperson told Breitbart News. From there, the company located a distributor who claimed to have a production allocation of approximately 400 million doses of the AstraZeneca-registered vaccine. Devati then took its own initiative to solicit the Brazilian government, which the spokesperson called a normal trading procedure. Curiously, Devati distanced itself from Domigetti in remarks to Breitbart News. About Mr. Luiz Paulo Domigetti Pereira, it is worth reiterating that he does not have an employment relationship with Devati. Acting as an independent salesperson, the company representative said. In this case, he only intermediated the company's negotiation with the government, introducing Mr. Roberto Dias. About the complaint reported by Domigetti that the Ministry of Health would have requested a commission for the acquisition of vaccines, Devati says it is not aware. Carvalho, the person Devati identified as its official representative, appeared in email threads regarding vaccine purchases alongside Dias and Domigetti, according to Folha. Devati's representative reiterated to Breitbart News that Carvalho is the only accredited representative of Devati in Brazil. The Brazilian government did not continue to pursue a deal with Carvalho, Devati asserted. Devati had encountered suspicion earlier in the year in Canada. There, the company reportedly reached out to at least one indigenous nation claiming to have access to AstraZeneca vaccines and claiming to be representing the company. AstraZeneca said in a statement in March that Devati's offer was probably not legitimate. The Devati representative did not comment on the Canadian allegations in its response to Breitbart News. In another bizarre incident, the conservative Brazilian outlet Terça Livre highlighted an investigation by Brazilian reporter Lucas Rigazzi in which, in an attempt to investigate Devati in May, Rigazzi reached out to the company claiming to be a local official from the fictional Brazilian town of Huatuba do Norte and seeking to buy vaccines. Rigazzi became interested in Devati after reports that municipalities in Minas Gerais, one of Brazil's largest states, were being bombarded with offers from suspect intermediary companies to sell them coronavirus vaccines. The response from Devati to Rigazzi was that the process of buying vaccines was simple. Just sign a letter of intent to purchase, and that Devati was currently in possession of AstraZeneca doses that were even made in Johnson's laboratory. In a subsequent email, a Devati representative claimed to be selling vaccines made by Johnson & Johnson in conjunction with the University of Oxford. A product that does not exist, Oxford helped develop the AstraZeneca vaccine. While the technology behind the AstraZeneca coronavirus vaccine and that of Johnson & Johnson is similar, the companies are rivals and do not work together, nor do they manufacture in the same facilities. The Better Business Bureau, BBB, challenged Devati Medical Supply in March 2021 over claims on the site allegedly stating that it operated in its industry for more than 22 years and that it had partnered with a long-standing pharmaceutical manufacturer that was established in 1961, SICK. These claims were challenged after BBB found Texas Secretary of State records indicating the company was established in 2013 and could not find any information regarding any partnerships or relationships it had with pharmaceutical companies, the Bureau noted. Devati's profile on the BBB website lists Herman Cardenas as the main contact for the business. Folha identified Herman Cardenas as the CEO of Devati in its Wednesday report and claimed he was among those in the email thread the newspaper had access to. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.